Last year when we played Arkansas, we went up there after they had lost by 53 at South Carolina in the first game of the year. And I think our kids walked in and said, "Yeah, coach, we hear you, but we don't hear you." We walked in and laid an egg, and Arkansas led the majority of the game, and we fought to come back, but we couldn't finish the deal. I think this is what you call a trap game, because they're coming in 0-3 and they think they should be 2-1 because they had a good chance of beating Mississippi State at home. It was a 1-point ball game with about 2 minutes to go. And of course, Coach Schaefer said his team played horrible. We always do. That's coach talk. But then they were up by 9 on LSU with 5 minutes to go and found a way to lose those two at home. So Jimmy's going to come in. He's going to throw everything at us because he realizes that he's got an 8-player rotation. That's all he plays. I'll play 6, 7, or 8, depending on what we have in the game situation and everything like that. But I'll play 40 minutes at the point with a little girl named Curtis Knox. Until she gets injured, she's playing as good a basketball as any point guard that we've ever had here. And that goes from Takara Williams to Aquanisha Franklin to Sydney Coulson to Jordan Jones, Adrian Pratcher, and now Curtis Knox. You build your programs around point guards, and I'm just very proud of how most kids and most of today's athletes and today's parents will not allow a kid to wait her turn. She waited her turn after a redshirt year, played double-figure minutes played for 3 years in a row behind the point guards that we had, but she waited her turn, and look at what's happening for her now, where she can start thinking about her pro career after this year, not somebody else's. And I think she's doing a tremendous job, and she's playing at a high level right now.
What about, do you feel your team's over this, these lulls a little bit? You talk about Dayton, you come back against Syracuse and Georgia, then you come back. Is this another learning experience?
I thought we were over it after SMU when we beat TCU in the next game. It just keeps on coming. I mean, but you also got to remember, this is a huge game for our opponents. Anytime you play a former national champion, you circle that on your calendar. And I think that's what every team does. And at the same time, we're good, but we're not great. If you're not great, there's a fine line between winning and losing. And generally, we found it 12 times and hadn't found it 4. Of the 4 games we lost, we were the favorite in all 4 games. And about 3 of the games that we've won, we were probably the underdog. So we're just taking it that one game at a time mentality, one possession at a time. But the one thing that we need to do against Arkansas is get off to a better start than what we did when we played Vanderbilt here in the home opener. Get off to a good start. They do not have a lot of depth, particularly at the post position, so they're going to build a campfire around our 5-player down there. So that means we're going to have some outside shooting, whether they're playing a sagging man or a sagging zone. They'll probably play both. We've got the offense, we've got the shooters, we've got the point guard, and we've got the post player. But we got to find out, what are they going to give us? Can we make the extra pass to read the defense? And that's what Curtis has been doing very well, is making the extra pass.
Kyla and Curtis kind of chalked up the up and down play a little bit to practice and how well the team was performing in practice. Have you seen it pick up right before that Kentucky game?
It is. It goes hot and cold on that in practice. Coach Starkey wants a war out here every day in practice, but you can't have a war every day. You got to build up to whatever the game is. I thought we took off yesterday, just watched film, came out this morning. We had weights, we had conditioning, then we had practice. It took us a little while to get started, and so we were not able to finish in time for the luncheon, so the defense will come back at 2:30 and work for about 40 minutes on the game plan for Arkansas. Hopefully we're over that. because there's not a worse feeling is going into that locker room after you've played our four losses and figuring out what we could have done better. Should we have been better prepared? Is it the coach's fault? Is it the player fault or a pilot error or whatever? We should have won those four games. But sometimes give your opponent credit. Dayton and Georgia played as good. I don't know if we could have beat either one of them on our best night because we were on the road for both of those games. But Dayton played that well against us, and Georgia protected their home court. And now they've started a roll where they came from behind and won their last game. So they're 2-1. But they've got to go to South Carolina next. So we'll see what that 2-1 looks like.